بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم.
Questions and answers on Islamic beliefs.
لا إله إلا الله لا إله إلا الله.
Answering it down some questions and questions and answers on Islamic beliefs.
Allah who is Ar-Rahman.
Allah
who is Al-Mannan.
La ilaha illa.
Please send us your emails through our email, which is englishradio@irib.ir.
Assalamu alaikum, dear listeners of IRIB English Radio, Call of Islam page. We welcome to another episode of the program Question and Answer on Islamic Beliefs. I am Ata, the host of this program. With me in the studio, we have Brother Suhail to answer today's question. Assalamu alaikum, brother. Welcome to the show.
Alaykum salam. Thank you for having me.
For today's discussion, we want to talk about the existence of the soul, whether the soul exists or not. Of course, according to Islamic beliefs, we Muslims believe that beside body, everyone has a soul. But what are the ways to prove that soul? Brother Suhail.
A'udhu billahi minash shaitan rajim. Bismillahir rahmanir rahim. Every individual within themselves know that they exist. It's not something that you acquire from learning. They're existing. You exist, I exist, is something that you know the moment you are right now. So all the viewers that are listening right now, there is no one that requires to prove that I, who is listening to this channel, mm-hmm. actually exist.
Yes.
Because it's presential evidence
yes.
that I exist right now.
Okay.
There is this point of the word I. So in Islam, we say that we have a human life is of two dimension, the body yes. and the soul.
Yes.
And for those who want to say that we do not have a soul and it's only the body, the capacity of saying I is only as long as I am alive.
Uh-huh.
So I, alive, is something else. Because if it was only body,
yes.
then why do I die?
Yes.
You see, because it's the same body. What causes me to die?
Uh-huh.
Why do we die of... there are some deaths that we can understand. For example, accidents.
Yes.
But then there are some deaths that, for example, I sleep and don't wake up anymore.
Uh-huh.
What causes that not waking up?
So the secular ones might say that it is because of, for example, the heart or the brain not working properly. So the body organs do not work and you die.
What gives that capacity to the heart and the body? So, for example,
something beyond the body, you mean?
Yeah.
Okay.
So itself, the heart and the body are material things. But what gives its function to work? As the heart and the body.
Yes.
You see? That is what we would say, the existence of soul. We could use one of these examples. So, for example, we know that it is stated that a person who is 7 years old and a person who is 77 years old normally uses this word a lot, I.
Yes.
From the time he's alive till the time
yes.
he passes away. And we also know for a fact that in every 7 years, the cells, the whole body cells that are in our body changes completely.
Uh-huh.
So if this change has gradually taken place 10 times. But if I want to explain anything in regards to my past, I don't say my that body.
Uh-huh.
That has changed because body are made up of cells and everything. So I would use another term for it. But the moment I'm saying no, when I was a child, this is what I used to do. I used to like this. I used to study. I used to do this. That I itself shows that even though the cells in the body changes, the concept of I still remains. So if I want to explain in shorter terms, I would mean the soul. That is one way of explaining it. But we have a different way of explaining it. For example, our eyes. You see?
Yes.
We normally see, we are able to view vast mountains, vast oceans, and everything else that we can see. We are able to perceive all the things we see as it is. As you know that there is this concept of... a large thing cannot be bounded in a small thing. You see,
yes.
Or as we say that, kulli, general, is
yes.
not bigger than specific.
Yes.
So, for example, if I am saying a frying pan is smaller than the frying pan handle,
yes.
it doesn't make sense.
That's right.
But we have our eyes, alhamdulillah, and it's not limited to what we are able to see, but we can see everything in actual sense and
yes.
actual reality.
Okay, that's right. When we refer to the Islamic texts, especially the Quran and the Hadith collection, what do we have about the concept of ruh or the soul and the existence of them? For example, are there any Quranic ayahs or verses showing us that the soul exists or not?
So we have a verse in the Holy Quran that say, the soul is the affair or concern of my Lord, and you, mankind, have not been given of knowledge except a little in regards to the soul.
Yes.
So we have a direct verse that mentions in regards to soul, but apart from that, we have other ways of proving it as well, like scientific ways to prove soul as well.
Yes.
For example, we have the assumption or claim that a man possesses paranormal powers, and it has been claimed a part of minds can, with other minds with whom communication in a natural manner is not possible, establish communication.
Yes.
We call this telepathy.
Uh-huh.
When we have a person being able to communicate with someone else in the other part, maybe of the room, of the world, they're able to communicate. We have this thing called as telepathy, or we have something else called as psychokinesis, which
yes.
is the ability to move things using your mind. With this, we know that mind is not a limited obstacle, but it has something that gives this mind an attainable power, which is a soul. Then we can also move forward in other ways, like, for example, in the matter of dreams.
Yes.
When a person is asleep and he's able to dream, he is in a flatbed in reality.
Yes.
But he's able to move around the world.
Isn't it the brain system working at that time in dreaming?
If it was a brain activity only, it should not have affected the body itself. So, for example, sometimes you see something scary.
Yes.
And you like... are, you know, you get scared as if it's true. So a person who is viewing the dream, he knows what he is seeing is true unless he is back awake.
Yes.
So that also proves that itself is the soul working on its basis when the body is asleep and in lower temperatures.
Okay.
IRIB English Radio presents Questions and Answers on Islamic Beliefs. Answering your theological questions in Questions and Answers on Islamic Beliefs. Send us your questions to englishradio@irib.ir.
So, and when the time of the death comes, is it the soul that is dying or the body?
So, when you see what happens to the soul is that it moves from the body.
Okay.
Because body is a tool that requires the soul to come and be able to characterize in doing moral things, happiness, sadness, and these kind of feelings that normally are combined.
Yes.
When the soul leaves the body is the one that is lying flat.
Uh-huh.
Not the soul. The soul is still there and it exists.
That's right. And does it have any darajat? I mean, the soul, does the soul have any levels itself? For example, when a person dies, where does the soul go? Because there is no... news, or it's better to say occurrence of the day of judgment yet, Yawm al-Akhirah. So where does the soul now? Because for sure it is leaving the body, isn't it? So yeah. Where does it go?
So there are instances that we see that the soul goes to Wadi Barhat and Wadi Salam, where these are two places for good deed souls and bad deed souls in some narrations, while we have the concept of Barzakh as well, which is like this realm, the world, material world, is another realm of the soul, where the soul has to be characterized and purified before reaching the day of judgment. So like this material world, we have our needs and our way to guidance. In the Barzakh, we have our deeds of this world that will help us, show us guidance in the Barzakh till the day of judgment arrives.
That's right. So if you want to differentiate between the concept of ruh or soul in Islamic beliefs and the other schools of thoughts, for example, we have some schools of thought who believes in incarnation or tanasukh. What would be the distinguishing features of the ruh according to Islamic beliefs?
In regards to incarnation and...
Yes. So if you want to differentiate between what's happening to soul according to Islamic beliefs after we die to, for example, tanazuh, what your answer will be?
So normally what we know from riwayah is that once the soul leaves the body, it goes to a separate dimension. It doesn't come back to this world. That would be tasasul, and tasasul would be unlimited process that never ends, which is illogical in a sense that something like that would happen.
So, for example, in the Holy Quran, we have this ayah that قُلْ الرُّوحُ مِنْ أَمْرِ رَبِّي, that, for example, that the ruh is a concept which is from the amr of, or the command of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, or from the same, from the same realm of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. What does it mean exactly?
So when you say, we have this verse as well in regards to Hazrat Adam alayhi salam, if you remember that Allah is the one that have put ruh into it, into Hazrat Adam, and we have explained that over here it doesn't mean that he gave something from himself and reduced it to Hazrat Adam.
Yes.
But it means that he has given the ruh to the body that is out of this world. It's not material, out of this material world, to be able to sustain this material body according to the needs that it has and is required.
So, and when we talk about the existence of the ruh, we are talking about an immaterial concept, is it? It is non-materialistic.
Yeah, it's non-materialistic, but it exists.
Okay, that's right. Thank you very much, Brother Suhail, for a nice elaboration regarding the concept of ruh and the proofs to prove such a concept in Islam. It was very kind of you.
Thank you very much.
And thank you very much, dear listeners, for listening to this episode of the program Question and Answer on Islamic Beliefs. For more information, visit our website at parstoday.ir, Call of Islam page. Till now, the episode. God bless you all. Fi amanallah.
Inna fil jannati nahran min laban li Ali wa Husayn wa Hasan. Li Ali wa Husayn wa Hasan. إن في الجنة نهرا من لبن إن في الجنة نهرا من لبن لعلي وحسين وحسن لعلي وحسين وحسن كل من كان محبا لهم كل من كان محبا لهم يدخل الجنة من غير حزن يدخل الجنة من غير حزن إن في الجنة نهرا من لبن إن في الجنة نهرا علي وحسين وحسن.